Welcome once again to my journey from wage to wealth. Today's an exciting day for those of you who have never invested, not just because of this new backing track I made, but because today I will give you the know-how to physically go and buy most investments. Today's post is about me buying my first asset, so let's check it out. After having a couple months of being diligent with my money, sticking to the budget and allocating each dollar I had come in, I realized that there were still so many things that I had to learn. I had learned about how to have a wealthy heart and characteristics, but I still had a gap of knowledge in how to invest the money. It's not to say that all that deep stuff was pointless, but I'm needing to make some physical moves sometime soon, or else this is all just head knowledge. I had some money set aside thanks to applying the lessons I had learned for several months, but I got to the point where it's just too much cash sitting around doing nothing. The biggest thought that kept on entering my mind was, how do I physically do that? I hear things like, you need to invest, and then I would face the same question of, how? Even if this was followed up by a comment like, invest by buying shares, I would once again get stuck with the how part. I didn't know how to buy shares or where to buy shares. Do I just open up my bank app and transfer money somewhere and they give it back when I ask for it? Do I sign up somewhere online? If so, what website do I go to? All these very, very basic questions popped in my head, and to be honest, it's a little discouraging. But by this time, I was built to push through these barriers. My drive to understand and learn far outweighed these feelings, so I simply decided to just get out there and physically try. I googled the word investments and came across a couple schemes, maybe even saw some good opportunities, but I had no idea if these were legit or not. I eventually came across a website called Sharesies, so I went onto its website, clicked on the sign up button, and I was away. Now, just so you don't have that same booming how question when you decide to take this journey, let me take you through my experience of buying my first asset. I have broken it down into 5 legit physical steps on how to buy investments. Step 1, choose an investing platform. Now, there are a million investments out there like stocks, property, crypto, peer-to-peer, but no matter what you're getting into, there's always a platform to buy the investment. Let's go through my experience of buying shares or stocks. Here is a list of some platforms that I have personally explored and found alright. Sharesies. This is where I bought my first share and essentially my first asset. Plus 500. This is great as it offers a practice mode. Invest Now. And Hatch, which has just launched, but it looks promising. They all have slight differences, such as their cost structures, but at the end of the day, they offer similar services and they are the gateway to buying your first investment. Step 2. Set up an account. Now that you know where to buy your investment, the next step is to sign up. It's essentially as if you're signing up for Facebook, except there are a few additional pieces of information needed for security reasons as you're now dealing with money. Based on what I experienced, here is some basic information that you will need to set up your account. ID verification, for example, a picture of your license or birth certificate. Address verification, this can be your latest bank statement or any bill payment. Otherwise, you can physically verify your address by them sending you mail, but this takes longer to verify. Bank account details, this will be used for putting money into your investments and taking money out. Step 3, transfer money to your new wallet. Once you're signed up, you normally get details on how to transfer money from your bank account into this new account that you set up in whichever place you decided to invest through. For example, Sharesies had an account number for me to transfer into, along with instructions for the reference and details I needed to include when I make the bank transfer. I went on my phone, transferred $50 from my bank to Sharesies, and had all the specific details in the reference, and after an hour or two, the money turned up in my Sharesies account. This can be viewed as your wallet within this investment provider, as it is where your money is held before you buy things, and it's where your money goes when you sell things. So for example, If I have $50 in my Sharesies wallet and I buy $40 worth of shares, then I have $10 left in my Sharesies wallet. If I then sell $20 worth of those shares I bought, then that money comes back into my Sharesies wallet and I would have $30. Step 4. Buy assets. So once you have money in this wallet, you can buy whatever investments that are available to you. For example, within Sharesies, there are only a handful of options, and I have chosen the NZ Top 50 investment. I simply click on the buy button, place an order of $50 or however much you want to invest, and then after several days, this has been processed and the asset is mine and it's working for me. Once you have put money into this wallet and have purchased some sort of investment, you will then get returns in different ways. I want to focus on the how portion for now, but just as a quick example, since I have shares, I gain in two ways, either through the value increasing or through a dividend. Step 5. Claim the gains. If you're ready to claim some of the money your money made for you, you can simply sell the asset that you bought. This money will end up back in your online wallet, for example, my Sharesies wallet. From here, you can withdraw money from that wallet back into your personal bank account, and then go enjoy spending money that you didn't work for. That's the 5 steps I have for you. It's a very basic concept of how you can start investing your money today. You will come across other questions such as, how do I know whether it's a good investment or not? Which are valuable but not the purpose of this post specifically. This is where you can do as much research as you like, but just a reminder that at the end of the day, the only way to make it work is by actually pulling the trigger and taking action. Just so I don't leave you hanging for now, there are multiple ways to learn about specific investments. My personal favorites would have to be Investopedia, which gives great simple breakdowns, YouTube, which offers endless depth and most topics, and chats with knowledgeable people on the topic I'm after. Now, I have gone through the research and gained a lot of knowledge on these topics, so if you want to chat, then I'm always up for a good discussion on anything from simple stocks through to Bitcoin halving theories. So in conclusion, hopefully all the past lessons I've shared have helped you get to the current position I am in. I have put money aside to start investing and developed the characteristics to persevere through investment challenges and uncertainty. You now have the knowledge required to buy investments, the 5 steps, along with 3 fully accessible channels to address some of the questions you may face. You know everything I know. So for me personally, with all this knowledge, I pushed through the fear of the unknown by signing up to Sharesies, which literally took me 20 minutes. I put in roughly $2,500 thanks to the prior lessons I've taught and bought some really basic ETFs, standing for exchange traded funds. I've made mistakes that I will share later on, but the main thing was that I took action and I now owned shares. And I encourage you to take action too. So the key points for today are 1. Buying assets is as simple as 5 steps. 2. Don't let those mental barriers hold you back from the easy physical action. That's today's post. Hopefully you too can come out of this knowledge with some investments in your pocket. There's still more to learn, so I'll see you in the next episode.